Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Hallelujah. Now, I just want to touch on the issue of making resolutions and goals for the year and so on, emphasizing most importantly on your spiritual goals. Amen? Remember this, that if you don't have spiritual goals in life, you're going nowhere, because every other goal must hinge on your spiritual goals. Am I talking to somebody here? In other words, you have to have goals in your walk with God. All right? Are you hearing me? Last year I was here. This year I want to be here. Look at your neighbor. Say, you must have some goals in your walk with God. Last year I was fasting for 2 hours. This year I want to fast 6 hours. Hello? Look at your neighbor. You must have spiritual goals. Last year I was finishing one chapter a year. This year, I want to finish one chapter a month. You must have some goals. Hallelujah. I want us to read from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll start from verse 16. From verse 16.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
Now, it's important to set goals. Why? Because if you don't set goals, you will not even know when you're making progress. Are you hearing me? You will not know whether you are coming or you are going. You won't even know what you should be doing at any given time. Amen? So goals are important. Say, neighbor, goals are important. In these teachings, I'm not going to teach you how to set goals. I'm just going to give you general principles. Amen? Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 16.
Therefore, we do not lose heart.
Uh-huh.
Though our outward man is perishing.
Now listen, one thing about achieving or striving towards achieving something in life, there will be a lot of discouragement. There will be a lot of challenges. There will be a lot of things that you will have to overcome. Apostle Paul says that in our endeavor to achieve this, we shall not lose heart. Amen? Whatever goal you set in life, you must know that there will be temptation to give up. Unless they are small. You see, here's the thing. If you set goals, they must be big enough to captivate you and motivate you. Look at your neighbor. Goals must be big enough. They must be exciting. You must want to achieve them. Otherwise, forget them. Hello? Am I making sense here? Goals must not just be goals that you must feel that this thing I must achieve. If they're not big enough, it will be just one of those goals that you set every January by February, you've forgotten about them. Who knows what I'm talking about here? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Let me see your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. By March, most goals have died. Real death. Amen? So here's the thing. Paul says that we shall not lose heart because big goals and captivating goals will be hard to achieve. Oftentimes you will feel like, I'm not making it. Hallelujah. But Paul says we don't lose heart. Even in our Christian walk, even in our dreams to be better Christians, hallelujah, there are times when you feel, oh, I'm being overwhelmed. But Paul says, don't lose heart. Hallelujah. You just want to be a better person. You just want to be a better person. But you just want to be a better person. You want to relate with people better. You want to talk with people better. You don't want to yell at people again, but before you know it, you are screaming. I don't want to say negative things this year. I just want to say that before you know it, you have said it. Hello. Am I talking to the right people here? So there's pressure. I don't want to be this kind of person this year, but there will be pressure for you to be that thing that you don't want to be. Hello? Ukara satano na umami itzantu yetzantuzi. Aretla kopanati. We shall see about it. Are you here? Am I making sense to somebody here? So, I want to pray better. Before you know it, somebody has angered you. I'm going to fast tomorrow. Before you know it, you are something else. You cannot fast anymore. Say, these things won't happen this year. Say, I shall not lose heart this year. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Here's the thing. Do not look. Paul is encouraging us. Let us not look at the things that we are seeing. They will discourage us. The things that we are hearing, the things that we are seeing. Let's not base anything on them. But remember, the decisions that you have made on the inside are more important than what you're seeing in front of you. Are you hearing me? If you're ever going to look at outside and think that you are not making progress, you are going to be lost. Amen? I want to become a better Christian, but look at me. Look at me. And even people will speak. Yeah. Sometimes even in the house where you live. But look at this and you feel, okay, I thought I'm getting better. Are you hearing me? It's not about what we are looking at right now. As long as in the inside of you something is happening, hallelujah, the rest will fall, will follow suit, hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? Say, neighbor, don't look at the outward things. Sometimes you think you're making progress. Now remember, I'm giving you spiritual principle, and I'm going to look at the goals that we make every day based on this as well, hallelujah. So sometimes what we are seeing is not in keeping with what we are doing. It's not making sense. I'm not yet this person that I want to be. But I'm praying. But I'm fasting. Don't worry about what you're seeing. Am I making sense? Because what you're seeing is temporary. The Bible says, hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Here's the thing. I'll give an example of somebody who is exercising. If somebody's exercising, the pains that he's suffering during exercise are worth that pain because when they think of the outcome and the results, they get motivated. Is it making sense? So this affliction, like somebody's exercise, these are temporary affliction, but they are necessary for that body that you want. Say never, for that body that you want. Hallelujah. The pain is not nice. Hallelujah. You see people in the gym, look at their faces, they are not happy. But they are there. Hallelujah. But you see them outside with their sleeveless, whatever, sliver, and you say, wow, that looks beautiful. But they paid with blood and sweat. Are you hearing me? But for them, the temporary afflictions were worth the trouble. I don't know if I'm talking about. For the eternal weight of glory that awaits you as a Christian, you are able to bear the troubles that you are going through right now. In fact, the Bible says, must be eternal weight of glory. Now, I'm going to talk about this later on. It talks about eternal weight of glory. Say, eternal weight of glory. Now, this is not just the weight of glory, but it is the eternal weight of glory. I will explain that later. Amen? For that eternal weight of glory, for the things that are waiting, it was worth for him to go through what he is going through right now. You see, Christians, let me tell you this. Unless what you want to achieve is big enough, you'll complain about the present. Are you hearing me? Unless the goal is big enough, you know, to be with the Lord one day, to be transformed into his likeness, that must be huge for a Christian. Are you hearing me? To be seated with Christ, Colossians 3 verse 2 talks about that, that we must not set our mind on things on earth, but we must set it over where? Above, where Christ is seated. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So, when you are a Christian and you feel discouraged, Paul says that these are the things that must motivate you to stay and remain a Christian regardless of what you go through in life. Am I talking to somebody here? And says, this must be an eternal weight of glory. You know, there are things that may never happen to you here on earth. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? But you know what? Whether those things happen or not, what is important is that the eternal weight of glory is mine no matter what happens. Hallelujah. There are people who even die before they see the things that they thought they would see here on earth. But I believe when they receive that eternal glory, they'll say it was worth it. Am I talking to somebody here? Do you love Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Verse 18, because of time, I just read through. Verse 7, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, look at them, but don't look at what people see and commend. Amen. But at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary. They're just passing. Say, neighbor, I'm a work in progress. What you see today, you will not see tomorrow. Because there's somebody emerging from inside that you're going to greet good morning one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I may be like this today, but tomorrow I'll wake up a different person. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a child of God, that must be your goal. To be transformed to his likeness. One day you must look like him. That eternal glory. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Bible says that for the glory that was set before him, he persevered to a point of death. For the glory that was set before him, the goal. That's why when he prays in John 17, he says that now is time for me, for you to glorify me, for I have glorified you in the earth. When he was praying to the Father, he says, it's time now for me to what? To receive my glory. Are you hearing me? This glory must be worth it. As a Christian, we are going to have trouble. Oh, look at your neighbor. Jesus Christ said we are going to have trouble. Who has not had trouble here? Let me see. You have never had trouble. Maybe you just became a Christian yesterday. Amen? If you've been a Christian for a while, you have trouble. Say, neighbor, congratulations. I see trouble. Congratulations. It's a mark of Christianity. But this is nothing compared to the eternal weight of glory waiting for us. It's nothing. Whatever they throw at us, like they were stabbing him with all this, nailing him. But when he looked at the glory, he said, bring it on. Hallelujah. That's why I did not waste time when he was praying. He said, Lord, I have glorified you in the earth. Now it's time for you to glorify me. Hallelujah. When you keep quiet when you are persecuted like that, you don't say anything back when people speak bad about you. You are glorifying God here on earth. And your glory is awaiting for you. Hallelujah. Is it making sense what I'm talking about here? For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The things that are not seen are what? Are eternal. Here is the problem that we have on earth. Even when we do our planning and goals and so on, we often base this on the things that can be seen. And I'll show you. And the reason why, what makes a difference? What makes a difference in achieving goals here on earth is the motivation behind that goal. Or if you like it, the motive behind it. Are you hearing me? Now, whenever you say you want to do something, you must ask yourself this question. Why do I want to do what I want to do? Why do I want to achieve what I want to achieve in life? Hallelujah. This year, remember, this year must be the most productive year of your life. Are you hearing me? Whatever you plan to do this year, I pray that it will succeed. Yeah. Hallelujah. But I can tell you this, that it will not come easy. Because nothing good, nothing big will come easy. If it's easy, it was too small. Can I say that again? If it's easy, it was too small. It was not even worth your effort. Remember when I was teaching, say, dream big. Seventh week? You must do what? You must dream big. Look at your neighbor. We must dream big. Hallelujah. Now, to any goal, there are two types of motivations. There's something that drives you to want to have that thing that you want to have. There are two things, and that are very, very important, that as a Christian especially, you must know. Hallelujah. There are two types of motivation. One is called extrinsic motivation. The other one is called intrinsic motivation. You can write it down. Extrinsic motivation and intrinsic motivation. Now, intrinsic and extrinsic. Now, extrinsic means outside, okay? Things that are seen, hallelujah, becomes extrinsic. Things that are seen, things that everybody can see, hallelujah. Now, what are these? These are the things like financial independence. It's a motivation, hallelujah. It's an extrinsic motivation because it's money. It's something that you can see. Am I talking to somebody here? You want to lose weight. That is extrinsic motivation. Okay? Hallelujah. You want to do what? You want to lose weight. Why do you want to lose weight? Sorry, why do you want to lose weight? So that people can see that I look good. That's an extrinsic motivation. So losing weight in its own is a goal, but why do you want to lose weight? Look at neighbor, why do you want to lose weight? That is important. Amen? Some people want to lose weight so that they can be seen. Once they are seen, they will go back to their weight. Am I talking to somebody here? Or somebody wants to lose weight to fit in a particular dress for an occasion. After the occasion, they go back. You see the problem of extrinsic motivation. Because you see, the extrinsic motivation are short-term and they're temporal. These are the things that when people achieve them, it's like fame. Fame is an extrinsic motivation. All right? Why do you want the job that you want to? Why do you want to have the things that you want to have? I want to be famous. Okay? Fame is an extrinsic motivator. Once you reach fame, so what? That's why you see people, once they've become famous, they don't know what to do anymore with their fame. I hope I'm talking to somebody here. Because you see, never base your goals on something that is only extrinsic. Because after that, so what? When you have got the things that you have, you feel so empty again. You don't know what to do with your life. Extrinsic motivators are good, and they can really push you. You know, I looked at the soccer players from our time. I looked at them recently. I just wanted to see what happened to Simon Boluoku, Phil Sitsedis, and all those. Remember from our time? If you know these people, then you are old. There's no doubt about it. Tinesh Dada, Ace Nseleng, all those. If you know them, then you're an old croak. Amen. So I wanted to see where they are and what they are doing right now. I was shocked for some, if not most of them, how they look right now. I think Simon Boluoku is so fat that he's on a wheelchair. Now you remember this man was strong and thin. You remember him? Like he's huge now. And I said to myself, the problem with these players is that they want to be fit for the game. They don't want to be fit for life. Am I talking to somebody here? So when that motivation goes away, you lose everything to go out of your bed and begin to exercise again. Am I making sense to somebody here? So a lot of people lose hope or stop pursuing because the motivators are no longer there. So never base your life on things that will come and go. Am I talking to somebody here? You know, when I was in my 30s, when I started exercising, I said, I want to be fit. But I went beyond that because that was not going to carry me. You know what I said? I said, when I am in my 60s, I still want to be able to play soccer with my boy. Now, I was in my 30s. My son was not even born. I didn't know if I was going to have a son. But I said to myself, if in my 60s, I said, let's play soccer, I must not be going like this. Okay. Are you hearing me? And that is what made me fit and active for all these years. When I feel like tired and I remember that goal, which is eternal, which is long, it's not here, it's far. Wake up and do something. You want to be an old man who cannot do anything? Then I'm on the road again. The goal must be good enough to motivate you, but most importantly, must go beyond the now in the obvious. Am I talking to somebody here? Say, neighbor, your goal must not be extreme. The motivation must not be the things that you can see. Amen. The fame. It's nice to have the fame. Say, neighbor, it's nice to have the fame. It's nice to have power. It's nice to have money. Who wants money here? All of you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's nice to have money. Amen? But never make it your ultimate goal. Never. Hallelujah. I still want to see you in 20 years' time. There are people who made money and they disappeared. I mean, like they went to the land of no return. Amen? Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. Say extrinsic motivators. Amen. So as you revise your goals for this year, I want you to look at this thing. Why do I want this thing? Why? The answer will be one of the two. Extrinsic or intrinsic. If you don't find intrinsic, go pray about it. Because that goal, if you can't find it, forget about it. Are you hearing me? There must be more to it. Hallelujah. Now, what are intrinsic? Say intrinsic. Say intrinsic. Now, this usually refers to your spiritual fulfillment, for instance. Personal growth. This thing is going to, relationship is going to enhance my relationships with people. Are you hearing me? It's going to leave a long-lasting impact. These are the things that you want to do. This, I'm going to help somebody. With this, I'm going to be a better person to assist somebody. Are you hearing me? So whatever you achieve in life, you must have both extrinsic, because they're important to push you for now, but they must not be the ultimate. You must find a reason beyond what is temporary. Are you hearing me? For me, to be pushing this work of God for such a long, long time, 15th year we are this year, let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. If this was about numbers, I could have left ministry a long time ago. Are you hearing me? If this was about numbers, I would have left ministry. Because numbers have not been coming for a long time. Sometimes you preach for 10 to 10 people, 15 people. But you see, for me, a life that is transformed, it's a miracle. And it's worth doing it again and again. One life, it's a miracle. To transform a human being, it's a miracle. I think for me, that is more than somebody growing a limb that was not there. Mutu, say never mutu, change a mutu, whatever when I give. Mutu. Yo. How much even mutu? Look at it and say, how much even mutu? How many of you live with people you are trying to change and it's not happening? Hello? How many of you are living with people that you want to change and it's not happening? Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. No. Why will Pamisa Anya Niso? You live with people you are trying to change and it's not happening, eh? Yeah, it's not going to happen. Because it's a miracle. You must believe for that miracle. Hallelujah. So to transform a human being is a miracle. When I see one, I say, thank you, Jesus. When others are praying for the blinds to see, now I want to see a human being transformed, because that's the greatest miracle. Are you hearing me? So every time I feel down and I see somebody, I hear a testimony, my life was like this, now it's like this. I'm not even talking about the cars, the what you call the houses, the wives, the husbands. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a person being a new person from what he used to be to what he is. And say, I was like this, today I'm like this. I was such a husband, today I'm a loving one. Yo, to me, that is miracle. Hallelujah. Are you still here? So, intrinsic factors are the things that go beyond the obvious. Say about they go beyond the obvious. Say they go beyond the obvious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you exercise, for instance, more than just losing weight, you must believe or want to have a good health. Are you hearing me? A good what? Good health. Amen. If weight goes, it's fine, but let it not be the ultimate goal. Because when you feel healthier the next day, even if you are still overweight, you feel great. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Because if you wake up feeling, oh, I can work better, walk better, I don't feel heavy in my chest, but I'm still fat, doesn't matter. I'm making progress. Is it making sense? Because my goal is not what you can see, it's something that is not seen. Now, let me put it like this. Intrinsic motivators, or what they call eternal goals, must be the things that you cannot measure. Or you cannot put a price on it. Or they are not time-bound. They are eternal. They are not time-bound. Hallelujah. So these are the things that drive you, that you can exercise for the rest of your life because your goal is to get healthier. Who can ever reach the ultimate health? No one. Is it making sense here? So for anything in life that we set our minds to do, it must not be something that once you have achieved it, then you ask yourself, what next? No, that is wrong. Amen? And this is the reason why the difference between people who stop pursuing and those that will continue to pursue for the rest of their lives. The difference is this, is what drives them. They've been driven by what is eternal, what cannot be quantified, what cannot be measured, what cannot be limited by time or space. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? So whatever drives you, look at your neighbor, whatever drives you, if you can measure it, it's not good enough. If you can weigh it, it's not good enough. If you can put price on it, it's not good enough. Go back to the drawing board. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody here? Don't be taken by this hype, you know, doing things. Okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. Sit down and say to yourself, this is what I want to do. But why am I doing what I want to do? Amen? Are the reasons good enough for me to continue doing even when it is hard? Hallelujah. Even when it is what? It is hard. You know, when I'm in the gym and I'm exercising and I feel like I must stop, I always bring back, whilst on my treadmill, I bring back those ultimate goals. I bring them back. I start thinking about them. Suddenly, I feel strength to continue. If you don't have it, you're going to stop that treadmill emergency stop. So anyway, that emergency stop is not for you. is for people with heart problems. Hello. Seneva, don't press emergency stop. It's not for you. It's people with cardiac problem, like whatever pacemakers, whatever they have. Hallelujah. It's not for you. You must forget it. For you, it's to be able to say, okay, I have this urge to stop. At that moment, if your motivator is not intrinsic and good enough, you're going to stop. Let me put it like this. Every moment you go beyond the moment you're supposed to give up, you have become better. Hello? If we stop at the moment when we're supposed to push a little bit more than our comfort, more than our comfort allows, we have just gone beyond and we are better. If you always give in at the time when everything else says stop, then you remain the same. Is this making sense to somebody here? Now, somebody says, and I'll be closing soon, one of the most successful CEOs in the world, I won't mention his name here, he says that there are two things really that motivates him, and that is what I believe has been motivating me, is that one, he said there are two things. One is this, is to get The aim is to get better at what I'm doing every time. Am I talking to somebody here? Listen. The goal might be for me to lose 10 kilograms. Amen? But if I lose 100 milligrams, okay, wait. 100 milligrams or 10, yeah, not 10 grams, whatever. I'm good to go. Are you hearing me? It is still good enough for me. If I can do a little better than what I've done yesterday, I'm still making progress. Now, are you listening to me? In life, that's where the difference is between me and another person. Somebody who is always looking at where he's going misses the pleasure of the moment. Hello? You see, like when you are driving in your car and you are just rushing, you don't see the beauty of nature. You know, sometimes I stop on the road just to take pictures of nature. Quite a lot of them. I just stopped. Zilim fellas ganging fell. Instead of complaining, this road is long. I stop. This thing is long so that you can appreciate life. Hello. Enjoy the process. Hey, you hold him. Look at nature. When am I going? Okay. You're waiting for the end of the year to go on holiday. No, you can have it every day. Just stop to appreciate life. Am I talking to somebody here? Tell your neighbor, just stop and have holiday every day. Hallelujah. Each step, appreciate every progress that you make. A little bit of everything. Okay, celebrate it. Yeah. Oh. Hallelujah. You know, on the treadmill, and I use an example because this example is easy. You know, I would set my pace at 6, 7, 8, and then I go to 9, and I realize, okay, I should have maybe increased by 0.5, not 1.
Hallelujah. Because it's not really about that big jump. It's what you are building on the inside of you, which often takes time. Amen. And let me tell you this. These principles, you see, when Paul says exercise benefits but little, he's not saying it does not benefit at all. Let me tell you this. If you are not physically fit, you cannot be spiritually fit. That I can tell you now. How will you pray long when your body cannot sustain it? O pray, o rapela fela 30 minutes o khatheze. Am I talking to somebody here? That is why you cannot set secular goals without setting spiritual goals. You cannot. Because spiritual goals are going to limit you. The secular goals are going to limit you, and spiritual goals are going to limit you. So both of them are important. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you in the house? Say intrinsic goals. Say intrinsic goals. Now, this man said, number one is that he wants to see that every day, he gets better at what he is doing. Now, if all of you today say, I want to get better at what I'm doing, before you know it, you are a better person. Amen. Small, small. Say, neighbor, small, small. Every day, enjoy the ride. Life is beautiful. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, what you want to do with all, no. Enjoy the now. Hallelujah. You know, if you just stop, say, neighbor, if you just stop, you'll appreciate the ends on the ground. If you can just slow down, you'll see the beauty of many things around you. But these goals that you want to have, the things that you want to achieve, they are clogging up our minds and our brains and everything. Before you know it, you have not gone anywhere. More frustrated. You can't even enjoy what God has given. You are yelling at children. You are yelling at everyone. You are impatient with everything, even dogs. Say never. Stop. Enjoy the ride. Life is good. There's so much to appreciate. Amen. Am I helping somebody here? This year it must be different for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second one he said, which is also my philosophy or my belief, is to use his experiences to better somebody's life. Somebody else's life. And it's exactly what I do. Most of the things that I teach you are the things that I've experienced. The things that I've seen in life are the things I share with you. And I see how you actually experience the same things. Paul says in the Word of God, he says that I was comforted so that with the same comfort I can comfort you. Are you hearing me? If with your little experience and your little knowledge and your little that you can help somebody move from A to B, you are doing well. Forget all the recognition and the fame and the power and the money. They will come when they come. But for now, enjoy the ride. God bless you. I'm done preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we blessed, Bazalwane? Are we feeling better about ourselves right now? Amen. Amen. Different kind of teaching from what I normally do, but you see, it's important for us to understand these things. Amen.
Are you transformed? Are your eyes opened a little bit more? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take each day as it comes and make the best of it. Let's say tomorrow will come with its own, but today I want everything from today. Tomorrow, but today I must live it to the fullest. And I refuse to be obsessed with negative things. You know, one day, I don't know if I shared this with you. Some years back when we started ministry, we started in the house. So we had four kids at the time. So it would be the main service. I would preach, go dining room. Hello? Go dining room, go hack. I preached for 3 months. Do you know why I did that? Do you know? I haven't shared this before. Okay. Those who have heard me preaching, I'm sure somewhere. I said, if my family does not recognize me as a pastor, no one will. If I cannot be a pastor of my own house, how can be a pastor of another man's house? So I said, 3 months. Saturday night, after whatever they watch, they must prepare that dining room, that TV room for service tomorrow morning. Serious. They will do that without failure. Sunday, I don't want to cricket clean in the morning. Are you hearing me? And I will do that. And I will sing a song or two and I'll preach. I'll preach like now. Go dining room. Not to rekereke batho by four. No, I'll preach like it's a full church. Akereke a test akbatla obona ron tweeting. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah? I'll preach. And after that, we divide them. Mamruti will take two kids and I'll take two for Sunday school. Inyane le Sunday school eho. No, I'm wrong. There were two at the time. There were three. One. Yeah. We were four all in all, I think so. I'll take one. Yeah, I'll take one, and she'll take one, yes. There were two at the time, not four. So, this Sunday school. So, I remember my Sunday school was Colofer. So, she was my Sunday school. And I gave her a newspaper, and I said to her, just circle anything in this newspaper that you think is negative. I circle. After that, I said to her, throughout the whole newspaper, it was Sunday school. And then I said, now, with a different color, circle anything that you think is positive. She could not even find one thing that she thought was positive. The whole newspaper. And she was a child. What does it tell you? We are surrounded by negativity. Everywhere you open the TV is negative. You see your neighbor is negative. Street negative. Your fellow colleague at work negative. Your boss negative. Negative everywhere, isn't it? Negative. Go take sing mutosa mutivi negative. Everywhere. In the mall. Negative. Everywhere, negative. But you must choose that you are not going to delve on negativity. It must be a conscious decision that you take. Once you see negative, you must dismiss it immediately. I'm not going to dwell on negativity. That's me. If you do that this year, you'll be a better person. God bless you. Come worship us, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Say 2025. Say 2025. You know, we are prophetic, bazalwane. We know that 5 is a number for grace. Ne? We are taking advantage of the things that are there to make them use, to make them useful to us. Because they have named it the 5th, the 25th year. Amen? The 25th, no, the 2025, isn't it? Hallelujah. So which means that the 5 would be a year. It will be grace. 5 means grace. Amen? So I just want us to stand on our feet and begin to prophesy. Say, in 2025, I believe that I will receive grace. Hello, I can't hear you. Say, I will receive grace. You know what is the meaning of grace? It's the ability to do things that you would never do on your own. Hello? Ability to do what? To do things that you will never be able to do on your own. Considering your education, considering your what? Your status, your connections, whatever. Hallelujah. Say 2025 will be a year of grace for me. Say I'm going to see grace. Say this year, I am going to move with so much grace. Say the things that I was not able to do, I receive the grace for it. Ah, okay, kopale. Say the things I was not able to do on my own, I receive the grace to do them this year. Say, I receive the grace. I receive the grace. Now listen, even though God empowers you to do, created you for certain things in life, you can never do them outside Him. He is the grace or the power behind those things. Whether it is soccer, whether it is singing, whether it is what? Playing an instrument. You can have the natural talents, but you also need the grace. Am I talking to somebody here? I don't know what it is that is your talent or it's your purpose or it is. Maybe it's preaching. We preach by grace. You see, Nane, my story, you all know. I was not able to speak. Ne? Serious. You know my story. I've said this many times. If you don't know, ask your neighbor. Do you know the story? Amen? But what you are seeing here in my life is the grace of God. That I can speak and preach. I was like Moses. Moses was saying to God, I can't do this. I can't speak. Amen? But I've seen the grace of God sorting out the problems with my speech, and I think I speak better now, isn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. I know He can do it. I know He can do it. Amen. Some of you only needed the grace of God. You just need to add what? Just the grace. Amen. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive the grace. Say, I believe that I can do the things that you want me to do. Say, I believe I can do this. Say, I believe I can do this. Now, as we say that, picture things that you want to do in this year. Né? Picture them. Imagine them. See them. See the end of it. See where you're going. And say, some of you, if the dream is too big, is big enough, you will think it's impossible. That's where you must be. It must be big enough. Oh, but now you're not. Am I going to do this? Amen. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive the grace to do this year. Say, number 5, it's a number of grace. Say, it's a number of grace. Say, it's a number of grace. Say, the hand has got 5 fingers. Whatever I hold with my hand shall not escape me this year. because of the grace. Say, my hand is five fingers. Whatever I hold with my hand, it will be a strong grip this year. Nothing will come out of my hand anymore. Say, how nanto upon your hand this year? Kitswere. Say, ayiyo nanto upon your hand. Silimon sina. Say, kitswere kamatso yak. Say, never. Say, never. Say, in 2025, whatever I hold with my hand shall not escape. Say, it shall not escape. Say, what I receive, I cannot lose. I want to hear you that. Say, what I, you know, when I do this, I feel a certain grip, and I think it's a spiritual grip. I felt something. So it means there's some serious grabbing and gripping and holding that is going to happen. That, you know, some people cannot hold on to anything. Anything okare ya itsahala ya ba phunyuha ya phunyuha. Kimsebetsi gone. King gone. King gone. Relationship gone. Phunyugile. What gone? Ya tsepisa gone. Hey, nikirikie ya tla gone. No. Say whatever I hold with my hand. In 2025, I cannot let go until I decide. I want to. No one, no demon in hell will take anything out of my hand. This year, I shall lose nothing that I already have. Declare right now, this year, I shall lose nothing that I already have. Say, in this year, I shall lose nothing that I already have. What I hold with my hand, it shall be a strong grip. I shall lose nothing this year. I pray. Say, this year, I receive grace to be what God created me to be. To do the things I was born to do. Now say, this year, I receive the grace to do the things I was born to do. Say, this year, I receive the grace to do the things I was born to do. I pray right now. Say, I don't look like those things right now. Say, I don't look like those things right now. I don't feel like those things right now. But I don't care. I believe that you can give me the grace to be what you have created me to be. Say, I receive the grace. Say, I receive the grace. I receive the grace to be the things that you have created me to be. I know I'm special. I know I'm not like my neighbor. I know I'm not like my family members. I know I'm not like my parents. I know I'm not like my sisters. I know I'm not like my friends. There is something special about me. I pray that this year, may I know what it is. Say, may I know what it is. May I walk in this thing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Say this year, I will see the unveiling of me, my purpose, my reason for existence. I'll see it unveiled before the world this year. I'm even going to shock myself. I won't believe it's me, I know, because it's going to be too much. I receive it, Lord. I receive it, Lord. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. I receive it, I receive it, Lord. I receive it, I receive it. Say thank you, Lord, for the grace. to do things I could not do on my own. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap, 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 clap your hands, Jesus. Clap, 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 Jesus. Clap, 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 Jesus. Clap, 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 Jesus. Clap, 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 oh Jesus. Clap, 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 clap. Now, I want us to be prophetic now. Lift up your hand. Lift up your thumb. Say this finger. Say this finger. It's a sign of strength. It's the strongest grip in my amongst my fingers. Say this one represents strength. Say, I will be strong. Say, I will be strong this year. Say, I will not be weak in anything that I do this year. Say, I will be strong. Say, I will be the best. Say, I will excel in everything that I do. Say, I will be a pillar of strength. Say, at work, I will be a pillar of strength. I cannot hear you. Say, this finger represents strength. Say, I'll be strong. Say, I'll be strong. Say, you see, this finger helps the others to even be stronger. Say, this finger represents strength. 2025, five, grace. Say, I will be strong. Yeah. Say, I'll be strong. No, let's change what you are saying. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. I think we are in 2025. Why are we saying I will be? No, say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. Say, I am strong. This finger is for direction. It's for direction. Say this year. I'm not confused. I know where I am going. I cannot hear. Say, I know where I'm going. I'm clear in my mind. I know what I must be doing. I know where I must be. Say, I'm going to know by the direction of the word of God. For the word of God is lamp to my feet and light to my path. Say, the word of God will direct me this year. The spirit of the Lord will direct me this year. I shall not be lost. Say, I shall not be lost. Say, I will hear him directing me. Say, this year, no more confusion about who I am, who I'm supposed to be with, what I'm supposed to be doing, where I'm supposed to be going. Not this year. Say, not this year. I shall not be found in the wrong place. I shall not be found with the wrong people. I cannot hear you. Say, I shall not be found with the wrong company, wrong place, wrong time, wrong people, wrong activities. Not this year. This year. Say, I'm prophetic. This year, if you feel like you're getting confused, No. What's going on now? We walk around in your room and say, No. You'll remember this day. You say, no, 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 no. That thing will run away.
This one. You see, it's the longest finger. You can see it above all. Say, this year, I'll be the first. Say, I will lead. Say, I'll go ahead of others. Say, I'll be a trailblazer. I'll do things never done before. I'll be the innovator. Say, I'm prophetic. This finger is the... Can you see it? Can you see it's longer? The longest is before others. When I do this, when I want to touch you, which finger is touching you first? Ah, you see? You see? Hallelujah. Say, this year, I'm going to be the first in everything. The first to do that. 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 Say, my children will be the first to do this. The first to do that. The first. The first. The first. The first. The first. We are prophetic. Five. Grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they are looking for people, they will see you first. You'll wonder you are not in front, but they are seeing you first. No, this finger. What are you? Kialibona, kialibona kofe. One, one. Mutabari nana bar aye singwe. Singwe na one. Joko one. Is the first. Is the first. Now listen. This year you're not going to be pushing and pushing with people. I'll tell about Balimo line. We make them round. They will come for you. They will come for you. This grace will locate you. They will come for you. Am I prophesying to somebody here? Am I prophesying to somebody here? You don't push. You know you're first. You may not be number one physically in front, but whatever, we know you make a peel. Spiritually, we make a peel. You'll see when they rearrange things, the way it came back at them, but don't push. But I don't like people who like pushing. How did someone go back push? Why don't you wait? This door is not going anywhere. Say never. This year you're not pushing. Because if you push, you'll cancel the prophets. When you see people pushing, don't push. Wait. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Say this year. Say, this year, I'm going to go ahead of many people. Yeah. Say, yeah. Say, yeah. Who needs to come around? Pamisama, who should be handling on our own? Who should be seats? When you think, Ukari, you're taking too long in the queue, just go close yourself in the room and look at me. So, Lord, I'm this long one. I'm this long one, Lord. I know. Before you finish praying, you receive a phone call. Are you so and so? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are prophetic. So you're prophetic. Listen, these things I'm saying as I'm hearing the revelation about them right now concerning what you are doing. I'm just following. I'm just following. Are you here? Say, I'm prophetic. So this one. Say this one.
It's a ring finger, isn't it? It's a ring finger. So it talks about relationships. So say this year, my relationship is going to be solid. Say my relationships are going to be solid. Say broken relationships will be rebuilt. Hallelujah. Say broken relationships. I pray. Whatever about divorce, look in the name of Jesus. Those who have separated, may they be their husband, may they find them. Are you hearing me? If the enemy is the one putting it asunder, may God bring it back. Now listen, when relationships are not getting right, whatever, go into your room and look at this. Oh, so Lord, this is a ring finger. I've prophesied that relationships will be rebuilt. They will be reunited like a ring. They will be reunited like a ring. We shall be bonded with the bond of love like a ring. Why am I fighting my sisters? Why am I fighting my brothers? Why am I fighting my parents? In this year, relationships will be built. You look at the finger and say, this finger, ring. Rebuilt, reunited. Yes. This year is a year of grace. Ability to do things that are impossible. I see in my family there is this thing, but I remember your ring finger. I remember the unity. I remember the understanding. I remember the love. I pray, Lord, right now, may you have mercy on this family. Hallelujah. 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 Those who are left alone, forsaken and forgotten, may you be remembered. May you be remembered. May you be reunited with your people. I say, may you be reunited with your people. This one, are you ready for this one? This is a little finger, but it does wonderful things. This one, you use it to open your, to remove your wax from the ears so that you can hear. So that you can hear. Now listen, say this year, I'm going to hear the teachings. So I'm going to hear the teachings of the Word of God. I'm going to understand what I'm hearing. I'm going to be changed by what I'm hearing. Even more important, I'm going to hear you, Lord, when you speak to me. Say, when you speak to me, I'm going to hear you because I have removed all the things that have been blocking me and making me deaf to your word. This year, I'm going to hear you. I'm going to understand you. If you find it difficult to understand the word of God this year, just close your room, close the door, and just go and say, Lord, I remove every spiritual works from my ears so I can hear you speak to me, so I can understand your word. This is the year of grace for you. This is the year of grace. This is the year of grace. This is the year of grace for you. It's your grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I believe I am. I say, I believe. I am what God says I am. Say, I believe I am what God says I am. Say, I believe I can do what God says I can do. Say, I believe I can do what God says I can do. I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I am. Say, I am what says God. What God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. God is able to do just what he said
he will do.
He will do it with your life.
He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.